working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. It was hot, but I hope you had a good one. Looks like everybody had a lot of fun at Foss Lake. Had a lot of friends down at Luger this weekend, so hope everybody was enjoying it. All right, let's get things rolling right now. This is weird. Northwestern Oklahoma is way hotter than southwestern Oklahoma, and that's usually just the opposite. 102 degrees already at Freedom, Oklahoma. 100 at Buffalo. 97 at Hollis. 98 at Altus. 96 at Watonga. Fairview, you're 99. And Lahoma, you're 96. And Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 94 degrees out here in the panhandle of Texas. It's hot out there too. 101 at Miami, 99 at Lipscomb, and 94 at McLean, 98 at Wellington, and 96 at Odell. It might have been an eventful weekend. I still wasn't 100% all weekend from being sick last Wednesday night and Thursday, but got her done. I was sore mainly from just being sick. How's that? Well, I'll leave it at that. I did go by the sale barn Friday. I do have some information for you guys about that. They had a really, really good sale Friday. They didn't get through with cattle till the cows till 2:30. So they had a big run of cows and bulls, and then I had to leave after that. But anyway, walked in there, and of course, Bo Deal, Dustin, Bo loves giving me crap. But anyway, just as you walk upstairs, there he was, world famous, Mr. Jimmy Harrell, one of my favorite people in the world for just because of what he does for him and the Bank of Western Oklahoma, what they do for the kids at the OIE, and helps with the Cattlemen's Congress and stuff like that. Just a good guy. All of our bankers do a good job. And said hi to him. And there was another gentleman. I think I've seen him on social media or a picture somewhere, but I honestly had never met Bob Ferris until Friday. So anyway, I went over there to sit by Dustin and get an update what had been happening in there. And Bob come over and sit down by me and wanted to meet me and would talk, because him and Randy Holly up there at Shattuck, pretty good friends, and got talking. And anyway, it was a pretty small world. Well, anyway, before he came over and sat down, I noticed the Cotton King was sitting in the arena. So anyway, I hollered out Boomer, and he hollered Sooner back. So we had that going. I told you guys we were going to do that. But anyway, I didn't tell him that. But anyway, he reacted the way a true Sooner fan should react. Anyway, we got the Cowboys all stirred up in there and got everybody's attention. Even the auctioneer had to crack a smile on that one. But anyway, Joe Ferris, my bad. Anyway, shows you where my brain is today. Anyway, it was Joe Ferris, not Bob. I don't know why I got Bob on my mind. But anyway, Joe Harris, I apologize, Mr. Ferris, not Harris. But anyway, my brain's dead today. Anyway, Joe and I sit there and talk for a while and had a good conversation. And interesting to find out more about him and his cattle operation up there along the river between, just up there between Camargo and Tologa and up in that deer. We started talking about the Ray Fire, because that Ray Fire did affect his operation amongst a lot of other people's up in that area. And so we had a pretty good conversation there. So got interesting. But but I'm saving the best details on the cafe for tomorrow. So I just want to let Kay know you better get ready. Anyway, she's in trouble tomorrow when Brandon's on here tomorrow. So anyway, we had a good time. Anyway, so here a while back, I got a new chemical sprayer. And as you guys know, I don't do auto steer and all that stuff. And it took me, 3 weeks to get everything installed where everything was going, speed sensor, all this stuff. I'm not doing auto steer, just the sprayer. And anyway, with a lot of help from my friends and neighbors, I finally got it going. So anyway, I had pretty good mishap yesterday with the sprayer as far as on my peanuts. My poor peanuts, they're probably thinking this guy was treating us like royalty and then he did this crap to me yesterday. But I think it'll end up being all right. So anyway, we'll get her all figured out. And then I found out a couple days ago during the weekend that the lightning from the storms weekend before last got one of my 7.5 horsepower pumps. That's not cool. I don't, Mother Nature, sometimes I hate you, but that's the second time that well's got it in the last 8 years. So had that going on. Oh, and come to find out at the sale barn, I forgot. What the heck? Anyway, it's the best part of the story. So I was sitting there with Joe, not Bob. We were, Lawrence Ferris come walking in. Joe Ferris, Lawrence Ferris, last name, never even dreamed of it. Well, anyway, when I was giving Cotton King a little bit of crap over there, he said, "Yeah, we're kin." I was like, "What? What? What do we go?" So I guess that Ferris bunch from Sentinel, there's a lot of kids down there. And I know 3 or 4 of them, don't get me wrong. I've never met Cotton King's mom, but I know Lawrence, and I know Zolly, and I've met Uncle Shrimp once now. So anyway, you come find out that it's a small world. Better watch who you talk about. You just never know who's kin to who. So anyway, that's pretty good stuff. So anyway, all right, let's see if I can find it. Where's my email at? There it is. Hang on here a second. I lost my place on the email. I did lose my place. Hang on. Anyway, got that going on. Tell you what, since this my email just, I messed up. Let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market update real quick and see what's happening. It's not good. That's all I'm going to tell you. Cattle's fine, but the grains, man, it just gets worse than worse day by day. And it just, I'm going to talk about it in the last segment about what's happening with this, a little bit about one of the things that's happening with the grain market. Cause, I was talking to somebody Friday and I don't remember who it was. It might've been at the sale barn, but you know, with all this flooding going on in our major, our best states that grow corn and soybeans, you would think the market would be reacting to it because they always react to when it rains. Oh no, we're going to have a bumper crop. The price goes down. Well, I know of at least 1.5 million acres of corn and soybeans that got flooded out. And why is the market not updating? And plus, harvest is going on in those states up there too, wheat harvest. So why is the wheat market not reacting to it? You know, it just, sometimes you just, sucks to be a farmer and a rancher. I don't know. It's just crazy. All right, let's check out September corn, 392, it's down 10 today. December's 405, it's down 9. Soybeans for August, 1080, down 24.75. September's down 24.25 at 1034. Soybean meal, August 333.20, down 560. That is the lowest I've seen it since I started the show. September 313.30, down 630. Soybean oil for August, 46-47 down 18. September's 46-15 down 24. Wheat, hard red variety. September 5-56 down 11. December 5-73 down 13. Cotton, at least it's going up. October is 71-01 up 209. Let's see here. Texas oil, August 81-95 down 26, and it just changed a minute. Let me re-say that. August, West Texas intermediate crude oil, 82.05 down 16 now. And natural gas in the red, August 223 down 9. S&P and the NASDAQ and Dow are all in the green pretty nicely today. Live cattle for August, 182.75, up 37. October, 184.27, up 20. Feeder cattle for August, 259.65, up 1. September, 259.57, up 147. October, feeders, 259.07, up 152. Lean hogs in the red, July, 88.62, down 7. August, 88.15, down 30. So, there you have it. All right, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Hour. Got more about them coming up. The old big deal is only 2 weeks away. We'll see what's happening. It's 2 weeks away. The convention is. Anyway, got that coming up. And what else? I guess that's it. Let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll have what happened overnight in our big ag world coming up.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb, good people, great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, I got this thing going on with my glasses and my hat all going on today. It's not cool. I don't like this. I picked the big city of Canadian, Texas, out in the Texas Panhandle for an ag weather update. The reason why I did is because now they're hot. 104. Heat index 104, humidity's 22, dew points 57, the winds are out of the southwest at 15, with wind gusts up to 18, no red flag minutes, 75 one-hundredths of an inch so far this month, 8-inch soil temperature, 87 degrees. Was it me, was it just that heat yesterday? I don't know, it was just like blah, it was just felt different yesterday. I don't know. Hot's hot, don't get me wrong, but man, yesterday it was just like, whoo, go away, heat. Currently here in our studio, according to the Gabe Gadget Mezzanine Center, we're 94.5 with 41% humidity, 12.1 miles per hour out of the southwest is what our winds here in Elk City. Anyway, all right, I found my email that I hadn't sent from my phone to the studio here. So I got it now. So anyway, how about this weekend? How about Saturday? I'm not much into politics. My mouth gets way in front of me when we start talking politics. But I'm glad President Trump is great. Did you guys watch that in slow motion? If he hadn't turned his head just a little bit to look back into the crowd, he might not be here with us today. And we lost one individual there that a hero in my books. He was a fireman, but which they're all firemen are all heroes to me. But there's he jumped on top of his family to save him. He passed away, and a couple other people were critically injured in that, which you guys all know. But man, just when you think things were just going to be comical, according to the debates they had, but just when you think things were just going to be like a normal, crazy, stupid election, that happened. So anyway, and I guess the Secret Service and the local police force are all under the microscope today, and it's not good. Anyway, we needed to focus on the farm bill, not worry about what the Secret Service was doing or not doing. Anyway, we got to get this farm bill passed. That's more important to me, if you ask me. Grain and soybean futures were in the red overnight, as the USDA said it expects wheat stockpiles to jump and raise its outlook for corn production. The USDA said in a report Friday that it now forecasts wheat inventories in the 24-25 marketing year that started on June 1st at 856 million bushels. That's up from the June prediction of 758 million bushels. The government's production forecast was raised to 2.008 billion bushels on yields of 51.8 bushels an acre, up from the previous outlook of 1.875 billion bushels on yields of 49.4 bushels an acre. So anyway, stockpiles of the grain and corn is now pegged to be at 2.9 billion, down a little bit from what their forecast was at 2.1. Not much change there. Soybean production was seen last month to be at 4.435 billion bushels, and that's down from June outlook of 4.45 bushels. Not a big deal. And wheat for September delivery, just so you know, was down 15 and three quarter cents overnight to 534 on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City was down 14. Corn futures for December delivery overnight was down 5.5 to 409, and it's down even further today. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 17 cents, so to 1048 and a quarter. Soy meal lost 240 and then to 311.70 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.98 cents to 44.61 a pound. Investors raised their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn and beans in the 7 days that ended on July 9th, according to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. Speculators held a net 356,415 future contracts in corn. That's up from 345,000 a week earlier. Money managers raised their bearish bets on beans to 162,803 futures contracts last week. That's up from 133,000 a week earlier. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms held 40,893 hard red winter wheat contracts. That's down from 43,000 the previous week. Investors also reduced their net short positions in soft red winter wheat to 68,692 contracts versus 73,000, almost 74,000 a week earlier. And let's see here. Let's see what weather's doing in our farm belt. Hot weather is expected in much of the U.S. corn belt. Is heat watches have been issued from western Nebraska, south into the Texas Panhandle, and east into, southern Indiana. In eastern Nebraska and western Iowa, heat indexes today are expected to reach 112 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. Excessive heat warnings will run until 8 o'clock tonight. Central Illinois' heat advisories have also been issued as values rise to 110 this afternoon. Anyway, they said drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, and stay out of the sun, and check on relatives and neighbors. Well, you know, I'm always talking to you guys about, speaking of that right there, talking to you guys about making sure your water's good, your cattle, and your horses, sheep, all everything's due. But a lot of people don't think about this. And I noticed that wire hair pointing Griffon that I got, Beth, that pup of mine, you know, she's extreme cold weather. Her happy temperature is between 30 and 40 degrees, and she's real happy when it's like down to zero. She doesn't phase her. But this heat, man, it's affected more. This is our fourth griff, and anyway, I see it affects her more than any griff any dog I've had, actually. So during the summer months, it's important to make sure you're being vigilant on how your dogs are handling the heat. With the temperatures rising during the hot summer days, it's important to know about the risk of heat stroke. While some breeds of dogs face higher risk of heat stroke, it should be a concern that you're aware about for all breeds. Signs of heat stroke include heavy panting, poor balance, hyperactive behavior, bright red gums and tongue, excessive drooling, and rapid breathing. Dogs have a few ways to cool themselves off, but when the temperature becomes too much, they need help combating the heat. If you notice any of these symptoms listed and are suspecting that they have heat stroke, there's a few ways to try to help them. First, call a vet, and this week, don't call Dr. Mouse, they're closed, but we got two or three other vet clinics in here, Circle M, Red Earth, anyway, Dr. Zen down there. Anyway, I'm telling you, my brain's on cloud. It's cloudy today. It is that way most of the time, but anyway, really bad today. Lay them down on a cool floor. Offer small amounts of cool water for them to drink. Pour cool water over their neck, stomach, and inner thighs, making sure they don't inhale any of the water. Continue this until their breathing returns normal. Don't douse them in water if you can keep from it. Their whole body. I'm I'm bad about that. When the dogs are hot, I just turn the water hose on, and they walk over there, and I rinse them down pretty good. But when a dog may be having a heat stroke, it's not the best thing to do for them is to do that. Put them in an air conditioning room or fan them after wetting them down. Try to prevent heat stroke is the best course of action. Ways to try to protect them would be letting them exercise during the hot temperatures and walking them only in the early morning and late evenings and when the temperatures are much better, making sure they always have access to water and create a shaded area for them is also important. That's why a lot of dogs like to dig. They're digging for that cool dirt, and it's just, I hate it, but, you know, it's natural for them. But also, to take care of your pets. Cats, they'll get out of the way and go somewhere. They're not going to be out there. But you know how stupid bird dogs can be. They like to run and play hard, but then all of a sudden it's like, oh my, this is a little hot. So take care of your pets. And working cattle right now is not the best thing in the world. I know you got to get it done, but man, if you don't have shaded area for working cattle and stuff, just do it early as you can or late as you can. Cattle can get hot, as you guys know, just as easy as we can. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take a break, an OCA break, that is. When we come back, I have more information about the world of agriculture coming up.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Sugar Creek Casino presents one incredible night of hit after hit.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Diamond Rio, live this Saturday night, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
We need in the
Grammy Award winning and six-time vocal group of the year. Diamond Rio, live with guests McKenzie and Austin McKetty. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss Diamond Rio, live at Sugar Creek Casino.
Without it, you can't sleep. You've got to have it. Using a CPAP machine isn't fun, but it helps your mind and body get the rest you have to function. Western Medical Equipment has the new AirSense 11 by ResMed. It's top of the line. They also carry over 60 kinds of masks and have all the other supplies. And they're great about working with doctors to make sure you get exactly what you need for a good night's sleep. Western Medical Equipment in Clinton. They're all over the internet, so Google them. They'll keep the air flowing so you can sleep tonight.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June the 14th. 1,435 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 475 brought 315. 4 at 546 brought 298. 4 at 720 brought 264. 8 at 753 brought 257. 3 at 955 brought 228. 4 at 966 brought 225. 4 head of heifers at 278 brought 335. 8 at 424 brought 290. 5 at 544 brought 286, 7 at 654 brought 253, 20 at 807 brought 218, 13 at 845 brought 221, butcher cows were 62 to 152, butcher bulls brought 120 to 178, bred cows were 1300 to 2500, pairs brought 900 to 2775, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 103, feels like 106. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 63, humidity's 28. Winds are out of southwest at 14 with wind gust up to 20. 10-day rain total, 1.57 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 8:55. 107 for a high today. Looks like you're going to get there tonight. 77 with a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. 99 for a high and 20%. Chance of thunderstorms. Looks like we got a lot of decent chances for rain in the next week, so bring it on. We'll take it. I know I will. I don't know about you guys. Anyway, let's see here. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales, tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits, and if you hurry up and join now, you can go to the OCA convention coming up here pretty quick. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that works full-time to represent you and help protect your way of life. Go to www.okcattleman.org or just call world-famous, one and only, Miss Lori Campbell up there at Arnett at 580-273-5137. I remember what brought this up. We're talking about, I was talking to a friend of mine. I call him DH. I don't know if he likes me saying his name on the radio or not, but DH down there from Kiowa County. We were talking Saturday morning and, labor problems, you know, good help, and are finding any help at all. And we were talking about that, and if you guys remember from Friday's show, I was talking about the price of cotton was the same as what it was back in 1977 to date last Friday, and what equipment and stuff cost back there and pickups and all that good stuff. Well, anyway, what brought that up is what people outside the farm or ranch that don't understand need to understand is, think of it this way. Equipment has, I don't know what, quadrupled or more since 1977 compared to today. Fuel has doubled or tripled since 1977, and labor has doubled or tripled since 1977, and equipment or cars and stuff like that, and homes, there's no telling, and land prices have doubled and tripled since 1977. But what you don't think about is, if you look at today's prices on the grain market that I just announced a while ago on the ag market update, the prices are basically the same as they were back in 1977. So you guys put a pencil to it. the people that are feeding the world are not doing very good. I mean, there's a lot of farmers and ranchers out there that have changed up their program and what they do. They're just not a simple go out there and plow your ground, plant your wheat, and wait for next harvest. Got a few cows over here in this pasture and a few cows over in this pasture. They've updated their equipment. They're more proficient. They've taken on more farm ground. There's a lot of corn being grown in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle this year, and a lot of them are cutting it up for silage and feeding other people's cattle at their place, or selling the silage, and a lot of them still have two jobs. They're doing something different all the time, so they're being versatile, but that's not the point. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that at you. Commodity prices are the same as what they were in 1977, basically today. And guess what? That's not what equipment costs. I mean, truck, to replace my truck that I got right now, probably $80,000-$90,000. It's just a no-win situation. I'm sure marriages are higher too. I don't know about that, but they could be. But anyway, the U.S. economy continues to perform reasonably well by most metrics. But the red-hot labor market of the last 2 years is finally cooling off. The unemployment rate edged up just above 4% in June and has risen 0.7% since January of 23. While an increase in unemployment rate of 0.5% over a one-year period has historically triggered a recession, the recent uptick is highly unlikely to produce a similar result. It's more reflective of the labor market returning to its historic norms following a period of extreme tightness. According to a new quarterly report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange, the potential for a workforce shortage looms as much larger long-term problem for the U.S. economy. It's going on right now. There's people closing stuff, their businesses, because they don't have anybody to help them. I know people in Sayre, people in Elk City, help wanted signs. You look in the Penny News, there's help wanted. Where are all the people at? Shifting views on immigration combined with an aging U.S. population and falling birth rates could lead to a declining and ultimately insufficient labor supply. I think it's already there. Due to the sharp decline in U.S. birth rates since the global financial crisis, we are poised to enter a long, potentially permanent period in which the number of retirees will outpace the number of native-born workers entering the labor force, said Rob Fox, director of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange. And the declining supply of workers will drive wages higher costs, causing inflation and hurting our overall global competitiveness. Recent national polling shows the immigration has surpassed the economy as the most important issue for voters, and public sentiment is shifting towards stricter immigration policy, a set of more moderate federal policies that allows for a steady flow of legal immigration would likely be the only way to maintain a stable labor force. I bet 50% of the labor force on harvest right now are from South Africa, Australia, or somewhere in Europe. I'm betting. I follow about 10 harvest crews on social media, and the majority of their people are from Europe or Australia or from South Africa. So what does that tell you? More immediately concerning for the U.S. economy is the steady decline in new job growth. So the agriculture sector continues to face economic headwinds. Increased crop acreage in the U.S. and rising production in South America have pulled grain and oilseed prices even lower. Elevated farming costs are also contributing to sharply lower row crop profitability. Livestock producers will fare a little better because of the prices, but also face headwinds from the U.S. strong U.S. dollar in increasing trade challenges. The USDA recently reported a higher than expected totals on corn acreage and stock, which should provide a buffer against any losses from recent flooding in key growing regions. I don't know. I don't see how. How's that possible? Corn futures ended the quarter of 11.5%. Soybean crush continues to reach record highs, but record imports of canola, tallow, and used cooking oil have also softened soybean oil prices and weakened crush margins. The U.S. wheat harvest is moving at a fast clip, with farmers reporting much better yields than last year's crop. Anything was better than last year's crop. Anything was even better than the year before last crop. So, but anyway, farmers enter the 2024 growing season with higher financing needs to cover elevated input costs. In June, USDA forecasted crop production costs will remain stable through 2025, while crop prices have dropped considerably since 2022. Sustained high fertilizer prices amid lower new crop values may push some farmers to delay all their fall applications and additional purchases. Lower corn and natural gas prices have helped boost ethanol production margins. Domestic ethanol demand has tracked lower in recent months and in tandem with flagging gasoline demand. However, export channels offer promising demand for U.S. ethanol, with Canada emerging as the top new market. There you have it. So what do you guys think? And nothing changed in the farming world since 1977, or has it? The air conditioning and the cabs on the tractors are better. But anyway, I hope you guys understand what I was getting at there. You know, this is like, we're talking the other day, a guy said, you know, I need a pay raise. Well, so does the farmer. You know, it's one of those deals. You give him a pay raise because he's a good hand and you stay. What do you do to make up? Where you get that money? What do you do to make it up? So it's just one of those things. It's just crazy things to think about. So anyway, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come up back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
More Americans are turning 65 now than at any point in history. They will have more money than ever, they will have better health than ever, and most will have at least a 20 to 30-year life expectancy. Eventually, the calendar catches up with all of us, and you are staring down the barrel of your long-sought-after golden years. It will be here much faster than you thought, and how you prepared in advance will determine which retirement you will enjoy. Will it be the one that just happens by chance, or will it truly be the one you diligently planned for by choice? What will your retirement salary be when you no longer have a steady paycheck from your career? How will you recreate that paycheck, and will it continue to be taxed, or did you plan in advance for a tax-free retirement? There are many puzzle pieces to a well-planned retirement, and investment returns are only part of the picture. Give Brian or Briley back a call today for a confidential visit. 323-6800, or check our website out at retirewithbacca.com.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, Hobart. And let me refresh this and make sure this is right, because usually you're warmer than that. Yep, I guess it's right. 96 degrees at Hobart, 102. Heat risk is moderate. That's what it feels like, 102. Dew point 69, humidity's 41. The winds are out of south-southwest at 17 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 22. 10-day rain total, 1.47 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 80. Sunset at 8:51. Hot and 103 today. I think you'll get there. Mostly clear. Hope you don't. Mostly clear and 77 tonight. With the winds continuing tomorrow, the winds will be out of the south, 12 to 15 with a gust up to 20, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 104. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for, of course, Hobart, Oklahoma, capital of Kiowa County. Okay, so anyway, I just seen on another article I was looking at during break, I said 1.5 million acres have been flooded. They also lost another 500,000 acres in Illinois. Iowa are two top soybean and corn producers, and parts of Nebraska, 500,000 acres to hailstorms in the last 10 days. And the market's not affected by it. Because you guys know as well as I do, that is the prime crop area in the United States, as far as I'm concerned, with their soil type, and they can, I lived up in Kansas City for 19 years and traveled into Iowa a lot in Missouri, and along those rivers, that dirt just as black as your iPhone, and you just look at it and grow some 50, 60, 70 bushel soybeans, 200 bushel corns, non-irrigated. So anyway, it's some really good soil up there. Good stuff. Anyway, let's do a cotton report. I haven't done a cotton report in a week or two, I think. And let's see here. According to the National Cotton Council, in this email, the House Agriculture Committee held a hearing to examine the consequences of the Environmental Protection Agency regulations on American agriculture. Get them. Just go get them. And what do they say here? There was, absent from the hearing was the actual EPA administrator, Michael Reagan. In opening remarks, the committee chairman, Glenn Thompson, Republican out of Pennsylvania, expressed frustration and that Reagan had declined many invitations to appear before the committee this year. He also criticized many EPA policies, concluding that wrong-headed and often heavy-handed regulations are exactly why U.S. producers do not trust the EPA. And there you have it. I think I'm going to give up on talking about the farm bill. Just ain't much going on there. 1 week it sounds good, the next week it don't. But in its July report, the USDA projects U.S. 24-25 production on cotton to be 17 million bales, 1 million bales higher than the previous month. Mill used projected at 1.90 million bales, unchanged from last month, while exports are projected at 13 million bales, Also unchanged from last month, the estimated total offtakes stand at 14.90 million bales of cotton. With beginning stocks at 3.05 million bales, this would result in the U.S. ending stocks of 5.30 million bales on July 31st of 2025, and stocks to use ratio 35.6%. For the 23-24 marketing year, the USDA is gauging U.S. cotton production at 12.07 million bales, unchanged from the previous month. Meal use was unchanged from the previous month at 1.85 million bales. Exports were lowered 200,000 bales from the previous month, 11.60 million bales. The estimated total offtake stands at 13.45 million bales, generating ending stocks at 3.05 million bales and stock to use ratio of 22.7%. You remember all that? Anyway, in the USDA's July report, the USDA also projects world production for the 24-25 marketing year at 120.19 million bales, 1.05 million bales higher than the previous month. And the 23-24 marketing year, the world production is estimated at 113.7 million bales, down 80,000 bales from the June report. World meal use was raised 220,000 bales to 113.29 million bales. Consequently, world ending stocks are estimated to be at 79.31 million bales, with stocks to use ratio 70%. Phew. Anyway, net export sales for the week ending July 4th was 59,800 bales. This brings total 23-24 sales to approximately 13.7. Total sales at the same point in the 22-23 marketing year was 14.7 million bales. That's a million bales less this year than last year. Total new crop for 24-25 sales are at 2.35 million bales. Shipments for the week were 167,500 bales, bringing total exports to date 10.6 million bales compared to 11.6 million at a comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. That's all I got for the cotton farmers. I wish I could talk more with you about it, but I can't. I also seen an interesting article. Well, Dr. Johnson, Mark Z. Johnson from Oklahoma State University in his cow-calf corner, he wants to talk about the Asian longhorn tick. Well, you guys just need to subscribe, or if you do subscribe, just look at that article, because you know what happened last time. I talked about ticks and organisms. We'll just leave it alone at that. Dr. Beck in the cow-calf corner, he said the articles for this and upcoming weeks are based on the thoughts I put together for a symposium of the American Society of Animal Science meeting in Calgary, increasing the resilience of the beef cattle feeder supply. It seems like the climate cycles have turned against us. And he said in the figure one, it says shows the NOAA extremes and Palmer drought severity index from 1910 to 2023. Since the early 2000s, droughts have become more frequent and more severe than any time since the 1950s. In an era from the late 1960s to the early 2000s, we've been in a long-term wet cycle. One thing that appears to be abnormal compared to our historical climate since 1910, the environmental conditions from 1970 to 2000 is the only thing many of us ever knew. This 30-year span also corresponds to the evolution of our modern beef cattle production system, leading to the question, would the production practices we've developed from 1970 and 2000 be sustainable? Would it have been sustainable in the 50s and 60s if we are returning to that weather pattern? Will they be sustainable in the future? Droughts impact cattle numbers and drive the timing of expansions and contractions of the cattle cycle. below the numbers of beef cows and heifers that have calved is superimposed on the drought duration. Widespread drought 2011 and 13, we'll all remember that one, resulted in a 2.5% decrease in beef cattle herd size, resulting in record high prices stemming from the low cattle numbers. Well, here we go. Back up here in 2018 when conditions returned to normal. Then in 21, a return of drought conditions yet again resulted in a 2.5% decrease in the beef cattle herd through 2023. Interesting. If you don't get cow-calf corner, I promise you, just Google it, OSU cow-calf corner. Ask Dr. Peel or Dr. Beck to put you on their list. They put out some really good information on that email. All right, I guess I ran out of time. Before we go, I got a guest coming on Thursday. KCO 96.5 Wild Plum Jam Music Fest coming up this Saturday, July 20th at Sayre. More information, get on our Facebook page or our website. All the information's there. See you guys tomorrow. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank of Trust, Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
Software on your computer, helping you get the job done.
96.5 KECO, Elk City.